Whoa there, calm down. Calm down. Hey, it's okay, it's okay. Just breathe, everything's gonna be okay. Okay, so I'm gonna guess that you're probably very disoriented right now, right? You're not sure where you are, and everything you see, the whole world around you, looks very, very big, right? Okay. And maybe you're even feeling a little overstimulated. Everything you see and hear and smells has, like, too much detail? Am I getting close? Okay. That's just your brain trying to adjust to your new size. It should calm down in a little bit. Everything's gonna be okay. Do you remember your name? Good. Do you remember me? That's right. Last night we went on a date, you got a little tipsy, and maybe it's a little foggy after that. Yeah, that's what I thought. So here's the thing. Last night was incredible. I've never met anyone like you. You were so sweet and thoughtful and smart, and physically, you're like exactly my type. I honestly fell completely, absolutely head over heels in love with you. I really did. I know it was only our first date, and this sounds a little crazy, but it genuinely felt like you had become a part of me. I've never felt anything even close to that level of chemistry. You were like a puzzle piece suddenly clicking into place. You made me feel whole for the first time. You healed me. Do you have any idea how rare and powerful that is? The details of how it happened aren't really that important, but let's just say that I have access to a method of size reduction. And I sorta used it last night. I know this is all super weird, and I know this is not normal, but I couldn't. You changed my life, and I had to hold on to that, no matter what. I have wanted this for so long and so hard that I couldn't just leave it up to fate or the universe or whatever. Can you understand that? I mean, after how you made me feel, how you changed me, how you connected to me, the idea of being apart from you, or risking random chance taking you away from me, I couldn't even imagine it. Honestly, it might have destroyed me. It might have absolutely destroyed me. And I'm not sure I could come back from that. And maybe that sounds grandiose or dramatic, but that's the truth. It's the honest to God truth. So you can see my dilemma. Anyways. The good part about you being in this adorable little package is that I can always keep you close to me. I never have to worry about where you are or who you're talking to. I never have to be jealous or worried. I can just take care of you. I can protect you. I can keep you safe. I can love you the way you're meant to be loved. Doesn't that sound exciting? Oh. Well, I kind of guessed you might feel that way. I mean, all of this is kind of a big shock, but I know that you're just confused right now, and in your heart, you feel like I do. I just have to show you yourself who you really are. I tell you what, let me just scoop you up for a second. Oh, you're so cute in my hand, like a little doll, you poor little helpless thing. We're just gonna take a little walk, okay? I'll try to be as gentle as possible because this is gonna feel very fast to you. You okay? You're really squirming, huh? You've got to calm down, sweetie. You're gonna fall down if you're not careful. And I'm guessing that's a couple stories from your perspective. So if you keep biting and scratching like that, I might just have to give you a little squeeze, and I'm not sure how much pressure your little body can take. Wouldn't want to crack a rib cage. Here we are. This is gonna be your new home. Right behind that glass. You see? I know it's not much right now. It still kind of smells like a hamster. But when we get it all fixed up, you're gonna be super cozy in there, I promise. I mean, you trust me, right? Good. That's a good little pet. Mwah. I really hope it's starting to sink in. I hope you genuinely comprehend this is your new life. It's really happening. It's really true. It's really happening. It's really true. There's no cure. There's no way to grow back. No one knows where you are. No one knows where to look. And there's really, truly no escape, which is honestly for both of our safety. I mean, out there, you'd be a freak. No one would even look at you the same. And if you didn't get stepped on or eaten by a cat, you'd probably get dissected in some government lab. And I gotta tell you, that would hurt my heart. I'd be devastated. Plus, I really can't risk you going to the police. I mean, first I'd have to shrink them to protect myself, and then maybe I'd have to shrink some of your loved ones to teach you a lesson. You know, flush them down the toilet, put them in the blender. It's just too much work, too messy. And we can keep this so simple. If you're obedient and don't resist, you can be pampered and loved and cared for. You'll never have to work another day in your life. But if you test me, if you try my patience, if you ever try to hurt me or leave me, I might get emotional and things could go very, very wrong for you. Hey, look me in the eyes. I am your life now. I am your world. I don't expect you to love me right away. I can't tell you how to feel. But I do expect your complete and total obedience. Do you understand me? Good. You're just the cutest little critter. I could eat you up. I mean, I guess at this size I literally could, but that's silly. I know this is all a lot to take in, sweetie. It's a lot to get used to. But you will get used to it. You're gonna adjust and open your heart, and we're gonna make this a home. It was meant to be. Now, how about we get you out of those silly little clothes? You won't be needing those anymore. Let's just set you down on the nightstand here. Okay. Arms up. Let's just peel these off. Nice and careful. There's that cute little body. What if I just squeezed your little. Oop! Oh God, look at your face. You are such a cutie. Now take off those undies. Come on. There we go. See, that wasn't so hard. Everything will be just fine as long as you do what I say. Now let's just toss those old clothes in the trash. See, don't you feel nice and free now? Unrestricted? Just as God made you. I tell you what, since you were a good boy, I'll give you a reward. I'll take off my clothes too. Now we can both just be natural and really get to know each other. Okay. Ta-da! You like what you see? Hey, where'd you go? Oops. Oh, sweetie, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to just toss my panties on you. Maybe you can use those as a blanket tonight. Come here, sweetie. Climb up on my tummy. Let's get a good look at you. There you go. Careful now. Good boy. Oh, wow. You are quite the little specimen, aren't you? My special little guy. And I have you all to myself. Oh, now, don't be shy. Stand straight up. Arms to the side. Mommy wants to see all of you. Very nice. Come here. Walk forward a little. Let me just scooch you up here. There we are. My boobs are kind of like big old pillows you can rest on, aren't they? Can you feel my heart beating? Can you feel my heart beating? You know, I bet you're kind of hungry after going through so much. Why don't you let mommy feed you? Put your mouth right on the nipple. You can do it. Honey, what did we just talk about? You don't want a punishment, do you? Well, I suggest you do it now. Right now. There we go. That wasn't so hard, was it? That's right, sweetie. That's all for you. Drink up. Good boy. Get all of Mama's milk. God, your little tongue. I don't even. God. The other one. Yeah. Yes. That's the spot. Good boy. You're such a good boy. Oh, God. Oh. Well, you have some very unique talents, little one. But you know what? Now I'm feeling kind of hungry. I think I have. Is it in this drawer? Aha! Found it. This one. Just a little bit of strawberry frosting. And I think I know just the thing to. Gotcha! Oh, don't squirm, sweetie. I'm not gonna swallow you. Probably. Let's get you in there. All nice and coated. Make you a nice bright pink. Every little nook and cranny. There we are. Now you're double sweet. Now let's clean you up. First, your little toes. All up and down your legs. You are delicious, babe. You really like to wiggle, don't you? How do you like it? I really think you are about the same size as my tongue. What if we just rolled you around in there and. Do you like that? What if I just. What if I just tasted this one little part here? He's very happy, isn't he? Uh-oh. I think someone got a little excited and made a little frosting of their own. See, that wasn't so bad, was it? Let's wipe you off a little bit. Get you nice and dry. There we go. Who's mommy's good boy? That's right, you are. Now there's something we need to do. We need to make sure people know that you're mine. Let's set you down right here. Now I need you to get on all fours and put that little bum in the air. Right now. There we go. That's a good boy. Now this might sting a little bit, but you have to stay still. If I can just get the right angle. I used to do this with ants when I was little. There we go. Oh, sweetie, I know it burns. Just a little more. Okay.
All done.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby. Let mommy make it better. Mwah. Well, what I did is use a little magnifying glass to mark you as mine. Wanna see? I think I have a compact here. Hold up. Okay, turn around. There you go. Isn't it the cutest? Now, every time we look at those cute little buns, we'll both be reminded of our special bond. Isn't it the greatest? I just want to pinch him all the time. God, we're gonna have so much fun. Oh, you know what? We still need to get you some tiny little furniture. We gotta go to the toy store. And maybe while we're there, we can buy you a couple little dresses so I can carry you around like a little dolly. You'd have to stay very still, though. We'll see. I tell you what, for now, let's put you in a nice, safe place where you won't cause too much trouble. You know where. Right down here. It might be a little moist, but Oh, there we go. Hey, you fit pretty well in there. Like a little groundhog popping its head out. Now, I know it's gonna be dark and a little scary, but until I know that you can behave, I'm gonna have to keep you somewhere safe. I'm gonna put my panties on now, okay? Are you okay? Good boy. Don't wiggle around too much. You might get mommy excited, and she really doesn't know her own strength yet. Don't worry, sweetie. Everything's gonna be fine. Everything's gonna be just fine.